This is Dr. Olivero, Dictator General, on December the 8th, 2022. The first patient is Max Russell. The last name is R-U-S-S-E-L-L. This is the clinical case of a 67-year-old male that is followed in this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A, space A1. The patient has remained in very stable condition. Most importantly, the patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with 66 milligrams of proteinuria. Which is with a normal range. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, cardiovascular disease, hyperlipidemia, that is the most likely explanation for the CKD. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus. He is taken Humulin 70/30 and Humalog. However, he admits that the diet is not exactly the way it's supposed to be. The patient is encouraged to talk to the PCP for the continuous glucose monitoring. Definitely make changes in the diet in order to achieve a better control. The latest hemoglobin A1C reported on December the 6th of 2022 was 8.5%. Period. The patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease status, post-coronary artery bypass graft. The patient is followed by Dr. Pal, P like in Peter, A like in Alpha, L like in Lima, Pal, every 3 months. And he feels stronger every day. Following number, the patient has BPH that has been managed with the administration of tamsulosin. Following number, arterial hypertension. Blood pressure today is 121 over 61. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. The patient was emphasized the need to control the diabetes in order to avoid proteinuria and deterioration of the kidney function, even more when he has coronary artery disease. We spent 7 minutes examining the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes, documentation, 5 minutes.